Yo, what's good, everyone? I'm Olumide Akinwale, and I'm back again on another episode of the Olumide is a Goat podcast. Yeah, I'm back. The last time I was here, onions was, you know, was still nice. Everybody, they chop onions. I hope I still put the onions in our indomie. You get what I mean? Not a funny joke, by the way. I actually just came on this podcast to rant. And when I think about it, I'm like, what did I want to rant about? My Twitter being suspended. Man, fuck that shit. Then I thought of something else. I'm vexed with the Grammys. Not just because The Weeknd, hail The Weeknd, Abel Tesfaye. I'm black. Oh, no. Oh, God. Grammy is taking a piece. A long piece. A colorful piece. Golden yellow piece. But we'll talk about that later in a short while. But there's something here I've noticed about Grammy nominating African artists. And I think no one wants to talk about it. After all, Africans are being neglected. So at any opportunity an African gets to go on the worldwide stage or to go global, everyone should, you know, climb their back and show them all sort of support, since that's the African way. Always support your brother, right or wrong. Insha don't go global. But hey, I mean, I'm happy, right, that African music is beginning to gain traction in the world, on the international music scene. Everyone is beginning to know our artists back here in Africa, in Nigeria. Everyone is vibing to our sound. But there's something I've noticed here. People don't want to accept it, or maybe they just haven't noticed it yet, but I think it's high time someone said something about it. And that's what I would term generalization and Africans appropriation, if that makes sense. Generalization and African appropriation. Plus, I don't know how long this podcast will be, so just bear with me, please. First of all, we all, one form or another, might have heard of the word appropriation. I won't dive into the in-depth meaning of it, but I'll just give an example. Let's say you see, in America now, the word is mostly used in America regarding how whites treat black people. For example, if they see a black man and they just instantly or instinctively guess that, oh, it will be rowdy. Oh, he has dreads, he'll be a rapper, he'll be dealing drugs. That's appropriation. Generalizing them by how they look or how you perceive or conceive they would behave in public or in their personal life and such. For example, I mean, it's everywhere anyway. Appropriation is everywhere. Right here in our own quote-unquote beloved country, Nigeria, we have young guys that are making it, needless to say. And when we do see such guys, maybe in their cars and all, especially with the recent NSAs and all, you see people appropriating them based on what they perceive they are doing. And legally and surely, obviously, some don't indulge in some of those things people perceive or accuse them of doing. For example, you see a young guy, probably in his early 20s, 21, 22, driving a nice, you know, Benz, you get what I'm saying, AMG things on the road, spinning. What do people think? You hear them saying, nah, yahoo, that guy they do now. That guy get dreads, he be criminal, he get tattoo, he be cultist. All those shit is just appropriation and generalization at the end of the day, that in some case it turns out to be untrue. And that's what is happening to African music. And until a major artist come up to speak about it, I feel it will continue for a very long time. Because according to what I've noticed, what is on Africans' mind right now, especially African artists, the big ones, even not the big ones, those upcoming, I want to gain the recognition over there, is anyhow they group me, That's how they feel. Let AMA nominate me now. Let BET nominate me now. Let Grammys. Why Grammys no go nominate me? Grammy nominate me. I don't care category where I dey. May they shall put me. Something like that. Stuff like that is what keeps happening in African music. And it's gotten to that point where, okay, fine now. We've gotten that recognition. We've gotten that traction. People don't see us as underdogs. They know we make the type of music they can vibe to lyrically and rhythmically, if you get what I mean. And it's now the time where we actually need to speak up. Not every African artist is an Afrobeat artist. Come on. That shit is becoming annoying. You see someone like Fireboy. Okay, is it because he's speaking Yoruba sometimes in his song that we consider him Afrobeat? I mean, it has got to that point where we actually need to sit down and ask ourselves, what actually is the meaning of Afrobeat? And who started Afrobeat? If we claim Fela did start Afrobeat, why do we tag and put Afro on every form of music and African mix? Oh, an African sings his rendition of Michael Jackson bad. But because he's an African singing that, he has done an Afro rend. Come off it, man. It's gotten to that point where someone needs to speak up. Like, it's getting annoying. Come on, man. We have different genres of music. Everything is not Afrobeat, but hey, no one wants to talk about it. So far, you get your recognition and you're an African artist, then you engage in what is called Afrobeat. Period. Case closed. End of the matter. Next discussion. We continue a new chapter. It shouldn't be like that, I feel. But that's by the side. The main reason why I want to rant is how this so-called award organizers group African artists. But before I go into that, we have obviously the top artists, the Beyoncés, the Drakes, the Kendrick Lamars, the J. Cole, the Taylor Swifts, the Billie Eilish, Justin Bieber. We have them over, like, you get me? They are that high standard. They'll be prioritized, if you get what I mean. But that doesn't mean when you want to nominate an African artist or you want to nominate a work done by an African artist musically, you should only group him and pigeonhole him or box that artist, him or her, into just one category. After Asia, Africa is the most populated continent. And do you know what that means? After Asia, Africa is the most populated. And anytime an international body or an international award, especially, quote unquote, an award as reputable as Grammy, BET, Mobile Awards that claim to celebrate black culture still find themselves guilty of doing what I want to state now. Anytime an African artist, the Burna Boy, the Wizkid, the Davido, the Tiwa Savage, the Stone Boys, the Shatawales, the Yonvest, the AKAs, if they get nominated, the Nasty C's and O, when they get nominated for an award that is not on the African soil, they just group them into one category: best world music. Best global music. According to Grammy changed it from best world music to best global music. Please, can someone come up and in two paragraphs try to explain the term best world music? Best global music. Make your explanation in less than 500 words. I'll be waiting. Nobody can do that. Come off it. And no one wants to say nothing about it. Since they get nominated, keep your mouth shut. As Davido said, fame. Come on, man. It's becoming disgusting. Africans, Nigerians, we have different genres of music, and I'm very sure no genre of music fall under best world music category. And I think partially Apple Music, Spotify, they are the perpetrators of this very nonchalant art of classifying any music produced by an African artist under that category. I mean, Wizkid will drop an album, Davido will drop an album, Burna Boy will drop an album, and Fireboy will drop an album, and you find their categories. Tiwa Savage will drop an album, and you find their category best worldwide category. What is the meaning of worldwide? Something well known, right? So why not put Drake's music in best worldwide? Why not put Beyonce's music in best worldwide? Why not put Taylor Swift's music in best worldwide? Why not put Justin Bieber's music in best worldwide music category on their platform? Why is it Nigerians? Why is it Africans? Well, no one wants to talk about it. That shit is annoying. It's becoming very, very, like, sometimes I just sit down and look at the categorization of African music, and all they can do is worldwide. Or when they don't want to put worldwide and put a little bit of respect on our name, they put Afro / the main genre, pop. Just put pop if that's pop. You don't need to put Afro. You don't need to make it so Africanized. You don't need to put... Come on, man. There are different genres of music, obviously. We have pop, we have hip-hop, we have rock, we have punk, we have goddamn so many. We have R&B, So you're telling me an album like Twice and Tall is classified under the best worldwide category or best global category? Well, what do you mean? When it comes to putting genre or a tag on music, I need someone to actually come and clearly explain what that shit means. No one wants to say it because of racism, obviously. That, oh, people putting best global category or best worldwide category are Africans. Out of the 83 categories we have, out of the 25 categories we have, out of the 30 categories we have, let us just put Africans in one. As Pidgin will say, make we avoid C finish. It should not be like we don't put them there. It should not be like we don't notice them. If you don't want to notice us, fine, my guy. You don't need to notice us, my guy. It has got to that point where even your own big artists are criticizing you publicly. So if you don't notice us, we deal with other shit in Nigeria. You don't need to come and sugarcoat things to us, say, oh, you global. We know people that are more global than us, and for now we've accepted it. But fine, there are people working towards becoming global at that level, or even more than the level in the nearest future. You get me? No one will sit down here and say, oh, Burna Boy is more global than Drake. Are you mad? Are you dumb? Go eat your jollof. Come off it, man. Come off it, man. I mean, people actually need to start saying that shit. Like, people need to start calling these award organizers out on their bullshit. For Latin category, because after American music now, in America, after their main artist music, the hip-hop and the R&B and the pop, and you get me, the major categories in America, another group of people that are making claim over there at the Latinos, the J Balvin, the Bad Bunny, the Karol G's. Those people are doing something very fantastic, very unique with their sound of music, and they've really caught attentions of Americans. Even we who don't understand Spanish over here still jam Despacito. Like, Luis Fonsi is one of our artists back here in Africa. We jammed the track. We wanted to see the track win. We wanted to see it break records. That's how nice and thoughtful the Latinos, people from Puerto Rico, people from Mexico have made their music evolve over the years. That's how you see right now, Grammys will always try to You get me? Improve one or two of the artists in major categories and not just try to segregate them under the Latin category. Because I feel if you are not an American or a very known European, awards like Grammys, CMAs, BETs, they don't want to see you there. Tanya, BTS, you claim you have Legion. Go and sleep. That's how it feels. Like, come off it, man. I mean, it's really high time people started speaking about that shit. Like, it's becoming annoying. We have over 3 billion people in Africa. And you're telling me the only category they fall under is Best Global Album. So you're telling me there's now a genre of music named Global Album worldwide. And sadly, but truthfully, without any doubt, people like Ed Sheeran, people like Drake, people like Chris Brown, people like Taylor Swift, yeah, people like Taylor Swift are more global, are more worldwide than the artists, the musicians we have over here. So why don't they put them under that category? Just the segregation is becoming crazy. Racism in music industry, people don't want to see it. People don't want to talk about it. People only feel Africans don't get traction. So show them support at any level, any stage, any opportunity they get at getting those show of support or ways in which people dignify their work, which is very cool, which is very awesome, which is very nice. But we live in 2020 and we don't need to sugarcoat any shit again. Call it as it is. If those people don't want to group us in their main categories, and out of the probably over 4 billion people in Africa, God knows what, when last they did census, you choose to include us in just one category, that just shows how racist those guys are. But that's by the side. I mean, that's not by the side. That's the main issue. I will only end this with a statement. Recording Academy Grammy Awards. Why did you not put Abel Tesfaye The Weeknd? You guys are taking a piece. Big piece. Long piece. And when I say piece, I don't mean the dollars. I don't mean the pounds. I mean urine. Piece. Goldish yellow. You guys are taking a piece. And if Jack Alu doesn't win Best Rap Performance, I mean, I don't rate Grammy anymore. But if Jack Alu was popping, Brand New Win just obtained. Oh my God. If that nigga is not black, but pardon my language. If that man doesn't win Best Rap Performance at 2021 Grammys, then just know Grammy is full of shit. Just know American Awards is full of shit. Just know International Awards is full of shit. I mean, no one wants to talk about it. But me, I don't care. I don't care. It is what it is. And that's been my podcast. If you listened all through, I mean, thank you for listening. You can share if you like. You can still share if you don't like. You thought I'll say she go away. Mugbe wala di cap. I'm so smart. Thank you for listening. I've been Olumide Akinwale, and this has been Olumide Is a Goat podcast. You know, I'm so diversified. I never have a topic, but I have a topic. But I feel this is the podcast I've actually stayed on topic, on ground, more than ever. And we have been more articulated because I actually need people to hear this aspect. Stop generalizing, stop appropriating African work. If you don't want to notice us, you can as well remove us from the category. You don't need to pigeonhole, box us into a category called Best Global, Best World. What is that? Anyway, have a nice weekend. I hope the next time I come here, the price of onions would have gone down. Peace, y'all.